From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for a conference on the family. The Pontiff flew to Philadelphia Saturday from New York to give his full attention to what the Vatican sees as the most important audience of his historic visit to the United States, the family. As Jeff Custer reports, the Pope spoke at Mass in the morning and will visit a huge conference on families later in the day.
In his homily, the Pope spoke of the need for the Church to be open to new ideas in an effort to foster a sense of personal responsibility for the Church in a new generation of Catholics.
By being open to the possibilities which the Spirit opens up to us and communicating the joy of the gospel daily and in every season of our life.
The Pope went on to say the future of the Catholic Church in the U.S. requires a much more active role for lay Catholics, or average churchgoers, while noting the important role of women in the Church. Following the Mass, the Pope traveled to St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, where he met with seminarians and a group of people with cognitive challenges and disabilities. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen. Speaking following talks in New York with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, Mr. Kerry said he believes there are chances to make some progress in the coming days during talks on the sidelines of the UN meetings. Mr. Zarif said that he plans to focus on full implementation of the nuclear agreement between Iran and the major world powers, including the United States. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has called on the United Nations to investigate the cause of a stampede disaster that killed hundreds at this year's Hajj in Saudi Arabia. Rouhani made the call while addressing world leaders at the UN Development Summit on Saturday. The largest number of casualties came from Iran, which has denounced Saudi Arabia for its management of the pilgrimage and called for criminal charges in the case. Of the 769 deaths currently reported by Saudi authorities, at least 136 were Iranian nationals who either suffocated or were trampled to death when two huge crowds converged head-on Thursday in a narrow street in Mina. News reports in Iran Saturday say another 300 or more Iranian nationals are still unaccounted for in the aftermath of the disaster. Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged his country will contribute $2 billion to a new global assistance fund to help poor countries develop. In his address Saturday to the Sustainable Development Summit at the United Nations, Mr. Xi said China will aim to increase its total contribution to the fund to $12 billion by the year 2030. The Chinese president promised to continue investments in the world's least developed countries. He pledged his government will write off interest-free loans payable to Beijing this year by governments of the least developed countries and small island nations. On Friday, the UN set a goal of ending extreme poverty by 2030 and said that effort could require up to $5 trillion of assistance per year. Croatia has been transporting asylum seekers to Hungary and is demanding that Serbia follow suit instead of busing them to Croatia. Visiting the Croatian border crossing of Stranici Saturday, Interior Minister Ranko Ostojic said that it would be easier to send the asylum seekers directly to the Hungarian border or to a reception center in Serbia.
There is a lot of people on the Serbian side. My opinion is, you know, that this is torture for the people. It's much easier, you know, to send them on the border cross or in Horgoš or on position in the reception center what they have in Principovac.
Meanwhile, Germany said that it had received 200,000 asylum requests in the first half of this year. That's 40% of which were filed by people from Albania, Kosovo, Macedonia, and Serbia. And a suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi was surrendered by Niger. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.